This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. This is the start of a big week in state government. The legislature begins its annual session on Wednesday, and on Thursday, Governor Polis gives his State of the State speech, where he will lay out his agenda for the upcoming year. Polis and Democratic leaders in the legislature say they're focused on reducing government fees, increasing public safety, and using federal COVID relief money to help with affordable housing and other priorities. And a note that CPR and KRCC will broadcast the governor's address live on Thursday morning. Colorado Representative Ed Perlmutter is leaving Congress. The 8-term Democrat announced his retirement today, saying it is time to pass the torch to a new generation of leaders. Perlmutter's district was significantly redrawn in the redistricting process, adding tens of thousands of new voters in mountain counties and making it more competitive. Without an incumbent in the race, it is likely to be targeted by both national parties as they fight for control of the House. Single-family home building in the Pueblo area is ticking up. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that's been the trend for the last decade.
The Pueblo Regional Building Department reports issuing 28% more new home permits in 2021 than the year before. That totals more than 700 new homes around the city and county. Commercial construction saw a much smaller bump, but the estimated value of the projects was up by about 48%. More people are opting to install solar power at their homes, too. Those permits are up 35%. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.